It was horrific behavior, Sean. It was wrong. I was wrong. But that's all I can do, is apologize and pray.
I've been unfaithful to my wife. I developed a relationship with which started as a dear, dear friend.
It is with sadness and deep regret that I announce that it is my intent to resign from the Senate effective September 30th.
While some of the things that have been posted today are true and some are not, there is no question that what I did was wrong. This behavior is behind me. I've apologized to my wife, Huma, and I'm grateful that she has worked through these issues with me and that I've had her forgiveness.
The voices there of Anthony Weiner, Larry Craig, Mark Sanford, and Mark Foley, once powerful politicians admitting to the infidelities that ruined their careers, or at least stunted their careers. Their stories are the subject of a new play that opens today off Broadway. It is called Tailspin, and it was put together by playwright Mario Correa, who used the actual words these politicians uttered along the way. Mario Correa joins us now from New York. Welcome.
Hi, Jeremy.
Where did you get the idea for this?
You know, I was a staffer back on the Hill in the 90s, and I knew Mark Foley. He was a guy who was around a lot and came to work with him on some things and got to know him socially a little bit. And I thought his life was so odd that he had this really closeted existence as a politician, but was very out socially in D.C. So I knew I wanted to write a play that sort of talked about a member of Congress who had a double life. And I went to research the transcripts of the Foley scandal for inspiration. And then when I researched them, I realized, you know, there's no way I could write something as crazy as what these guys actually said and have any audience believe it. And that's where the idea came to basically do a play just based on the actual transcripts, police reports, IMs, texts, tweets of the politicians in question.
Well, that's the interesting thing, is the words in this play are the words that they actually spoke.
Yeah, every single word in the play, bar none, was actually uttered, tweeted, texted, or even sung by one of these four scandalized politicians.
Sung? They sung it?
Yeah, because, you know, Larry Craig was one of the founding members of the Singing Senators Barbershop Quartet. So we start off the show with him singing to the tune of West Side Story's Maria. He sings, Alito, I just met a judge named Alito. And that really kicks off the show in grand style, as you can imagine.
Well, let's hear a little bit of it. And here's a clip from the show where Mark Foley is chatting with one of his congressional pages. Both actors are sitting in front of imaginary computers, and you hear the sound of an instant messenger chime.
How my favorite young stud doing?
Tired and sore. You need a massage.
Tomorrow we have the first day of lacrosse practice.
Love to watch that.
Those great legs running. Ha ha, they aren't great.
Well, don't ruin my mental picture.
And I guess we have to cut it off there because it gets too much for NPR. But these are the actual words that they texted each other.
Absolutely. You know, and it's funny because even though it's not like a rated G show, we did have to keep it rated like PG-13 or R so that audiences could actually listen to this stuff, you know. And the kinds of things they said, I mean, will blow your mind. So, yeah, it took a lot of like careful choosing to figure out what audiences wanted to hear from this stuff. And it really gets very racy. And the Mark Foley scene in particular is a challenge because, you know, he was an underage high school page in that scene. And so we treat that carefully. But even so, like the comedy in what these guys actually thought they could say and get away with just blows our minds.
Now, one of the interesting things about this show is that Rachel Dratch, who people remember from Saturday Night Live, she was Debbie Downer, is playing the role of every spurned political wife.
Yeah, every wife, every mistress, every woman who tweeted and texted with Anthony Weiner, and of course Barbara Walters. She made Barbara Walters famous on SNL. Well, I guess she was famous, but
well, and on 30 Rock she played Barbara Walters.
Oh, exactly.
As well. Right.
An amazing, amazing impersonation. And so when we had Rachel, which was a real gift to our show, it's an incredible just gift to have someone of her talent doing this show with us. I realized that she should really be doing all the women's roles. And our director, Dan Konecdis, was the one who made that suggestion. And so now we have her. Every time a mistress comes in, it's Rachel. Every time a wife comes in, it's Rachel. Every time Barbara Walters comes in. And it's partly because, you know, all these women were so expendable in the lives of these politicians, right? They were just like almost a caricature of themselves until you get to Jenny Sanford. So it made sense that one woman would play all of them. And then we finish on Jenny Sanford, who was the woman who basically said, you know what, I'm not going to stand by my man. I am going to basically call him out on this.
You know, some people may see this show and think it's not funny what's going on with these people. This is sad what's happening to these people's lives and careers and their loved ones' lives and careers. Did you have to sort of walk a fine line with that to point out the humor but at the same time see it as a sad destruction of someone's life?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and in fact, even though it is a really, really funny show and people are laughing throughout, we do really talk about the humanity of some of these folks and the fact that lives really were destroyed in some cases. You know, going and researching these quotes from these officials, I came across an old Abe Lincoln quote, actually, and he said, I laugh because I must not cry. That is all. That is all. And that's kind of how I feel about the show. You know, we laugh because it is so sad that people in the public eye do this kind of stuff. And this is not sort of to shame the fact that people make mistakes, right? We all make mistakes, and many of us make mistakes in our personal lives. But the case of these guys is interesting because they basically took such immense risks in their personal lives and were often, many of them in the show, big moralizers externally and then doing something else internally. And they did these things because they didn't think the rules apply to them. And you see that thread with a lot of politicians who set the rules for others but don't feel like the rules apply to them. And so that sets up really some of the ironies and I think sort of juxtapositions that the show really tries to demonstrate.
At the same time, just giving them the benefit of the doubt, these are human beings. They make mistakes. They do things that all human beings do. And right. A lot of people see this is one of the big problems of the media is that there's so much focus on these politicians' private lives and not as much on the real issues that matter. We had a president impeached after having an affair.
For sure. And in fact, one of the things that the show does is really also satirize the media who question these guys. So it's called Tail Spin, T-A-I-L exclamation mark, because these guys went after the tail and then spin exclamation mark because the media, you know, is then spun by them. So, for instance, we see that in many scenes, Sean Hannity pops up talking to these guys and asking really, really very, very specific and personal questions. He was obsessed with these scandals. And even Matt Lauer, you may remember with Jeremy, Matt Lauer interviewed Senator Larry Craig and his wife on NBC. And Matt Lauer, reenacted the toe-tapping scene in the bathroom. So we have in our show, Tailspin, the actor who plays Matt Lauer, Tom Galantich, you know, tapping his foot the way that Matt Lauer did. It's so crazy that the media really also, you know, got so into the thick of it. And so I guess, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around, I think, all of us. And you know, I guess the famous quote, you know, we get the leaders we deserve as well. So the public, I think, we all share in the responsibility.
The play is Tailspin. It opens today off-Broadway. The playwright is Mario Correa. Mario, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy. It was a pleasure.